Good morning and welcome to this morning's Sunday message from Wollaston Baptist Church on March the 29th. My name is the Reverend Vernon Payne, a retired minister, member and deacon of Wollaston Baptist Church. Following an opening prayer, I bring you a short message based on Psalm 91 and Matthew 23, verse 37. So let us pray. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning in prayer and thanksgiving, standing firm on the rock of faith. To you, our Lord Jesus, who heals us and will get us through this coronavirus pandemic, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. David wrote Psalm 91 as he struggled daily in his walk with God. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Just think for a moment. David suffered daily in those days from his enemies, just as Jesus suffered. Jesus' own experience in the Garden of Gethsemane on the night of his arrest, in Pilate's court and on the cross at Golgotha, all show that God's faithful people suffer physical harm and pain. In all suffering and trouble, we can and must turn to God, experience His presence, and feel the spiritual security He alone can give. Our problems never outnumber God's resources. We are all now living in virtual lockdown, not even allowed to come to God's house, our church, to worship, to pray, and to praise Him. We can't even go to the park with the children or grandchildren to play on the swings and have an ice cream. We can't visit our families. Food is scarce because of the me, myself, and I mentality, without any thought to the vulnerable, the lonely, the housebound, or our wonderful key workers, doctors and nurses, going the second mile for us. People are living in fear. Families are struggling to make ends meet. So taking our reading from Psalm 91, verse 4, for those of us who are in Christ, God Himself is our protector. He shall cover us with His feathers under His wings. We will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield. In Matthew 23, verse 37, Jesus said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophet and stone those who sent you, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. By natural instinct, she not only protects them, but calls them under her protection. When she sees them in danger, she not only keeps them safe and warm, but cherishes them. God in Jesus Christ will get us through this dark period that we find ourselves in. And as the word says in our Bible reading today, Psalm 91, verse 4, and Matthew 23, verse 37, God in Christ has covered us under His feathers, under His wings. He is indeed our strength. We must stand in the strength of God in a way we have never stood before. By grasping His hand, God and we alone together, giving our hearts to Him as He gives Himself to us. Yes, we will come through this in love and grace through Jesus Christ. We must pray by the power of the Holy Spirit for those who live in darkness because they have no faith in Jesus, that in their loneliness and hopelessness they will turn to God and bow before Him, seeking forgiveness, always blaming God in times such as these. never thinking of their own sins and idolatry. Such idols practice without even a thought for the consequences or breakdown in family life. Have now been broken down. Sports and gambling, cinemas and theatres, drugs and drinking, partying and internet games and social media, to name but a few, have closed down. We must pray for our neighbours in the community in which we live, for neighbour and friend who are not in Christ, that God will touch their hearts at this time, at their lowest ebb, and they will turn to him, so that he too will be their refuge, strength and saviour. In Jesus' name, amen. And I close with a prayer. Father God, we pray for all our key workers during this time of lockdown, doctors, nurses, and all national health staff, for all our school teachers and those in positions of childcare, for staff in the food shops and food supply chain, sustaining us, for those who are housebound, lonely, and struggling. We pray for our children, grandchildren, and neighbours' children, for those in our community who are living in darkness and fearful in their daily lives. Bring your awesome healing powers across our country by your Holy Spirit. Protect our Prime Minister and his team of advisors to lead us out of this crisis, this lockdown, and back to normal life again. Come, Lord Jesus, come, as we pray through the power of the Holy Spirit, as we stand firm on the rock of faith, we believe in you, our Lord God, as a God who heals, in Jesus' name. Amen.